The Wednesday general audience may have been held in the Paul VI Hall in Vatican City State, but Pope Benedict XVI told the 8,000 people who crammed into its seats that his heart and mind were still in Lebanon, close to the Christians of the Middle East.
It is his first priority, the consigning of the post-synodal apostolic exhortation, Ecclesia in Medio Oriente, to the representatives of the Catholic Church from Lebanon and throughout the Middle East. I also had occasion to meet the representatives to other churches and ecclesial communities from the region, as well as Muslim leaders. I was able to speak from the heart, to stand before the sufferings and the dramatic events in the Middle East, and to express my prayerful encouragement for the legitimate aspirations for peace there.
In further comments in Italian, Pope Benedict said that the respectful and sincere welcome he received from Muslims in Lebanon gave him the opportunity to launch a call to dialogue and collaboration between Christianity and Islam. He said, "It seems to me that the time has come for us to give a decided and sincere witness together against divisions and wars."
I wish also to express my gratitude to the Muslim community, whose leaders welcomed me warmly, and whom I proposed a message of dialogue and of collaboration. I was deeply moved by the faith of the local church, and I asked the faithful to keep their gaze fixed on Christ crucified, then finding the strength amid trying circumstances to celebrate the victory of love over hate, of forgiveness over revenge, and of unity over division. Finally, my thanks go once more to all who worked to make my visit to Lebanon so memorable, and assure all the dear people of the Middle East of my prayers and affection.
Pope Benedict concluded, "I hope that the messages of peace and respect that I wanted to give will help governments of the region to take decisive steps towards peace and a better understanding of the relationship between Christians and Muslims." I'm Emer McCarthy.